Also, the commission approved a bit of a change to the layout of Garden Rapids at the big pool. The original plan had us preserving the existing splash pad, and after some analysis on that, particularly by our electrical subcontractor, it was determined that we weren't going to be able to safely make the kind of point-to-point ground in all of the features, and there was the risk of electric current, and which, of course, mixing with water is a horrible idea. So we're going to go ahead and rip that splash pad out. The commission did authorize putting in a new splash pad, really made possible by the generosity of the Finnup Foundation, who were willing to be a partner to the tune of $230,000 to help keep that feature in place and still allow the project to stay within budget. So we're real appreciative of the generosity of the Finnups, and appreciate their the trustees of the Finnup Foundation partnering with us in the project in that way. So there'll still be a splash pad. It's probably going to be maybe August by the time that's completed. It'll be east of the pool, and so the pool will continue to be open and operate, and this will be sort of an additive that towards the end of the season will appear. The splash pad, the idea of the splash pad is that can be used outside of pool hours and actually outside of the dates of the operating dates of the pool itself. So it'll be a nice feature, and it'll kind of be nice after a year of having a new aquatics facility. And when that shuts down for the season, that there'll even be a little bit more spillover newness to celebrate when the splash pad opens.